Canadian Cancer Society is turning to the public for support for Daffodil Place. The 24-room facility offers affordable accommodations for cancer patients who must travel to St. John's for care and treatment. COVID-19 forced Daffodil Place to close for 3 months, but reopened in July. VOCM is hosting a 24-hour radiothon starting at 8 a.m. on Thursday. VOCM's Greg Smith will be there. We'll be checking in with him on Thursday and Friday in aid of the Canadian Cancer Society. Director of Revenue Development with the Canadian Cancer Society, Al Pelly, speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain.
What does it normally cost to run a facility like Daffodil Place?
Well, our annual operating costs are in the range of $700,000. This year is going to be more like $775,000, and that's due to the increased costs that we had to absorb as a result of COVID, such as getting protective personal supplies and equipment for staff, training the staff, additional cleaning supplies that are needed. There's a whole host of things that we were required to do and are required to do to ensure the health and safety of our guests and our staff. So our costs have increased as a result of implementing those measures.
So an additional $75,000, even though you were closed for 3 months, that's pretty dramatic.
Yes, yeah, it is. But I don't think that's unique to us. I think any other facility that operates similarly to our facility would probably find themselves in the same position. We still have our volunteer driving program between Daffodil Place and the Cancer Center, and we had plexiglass installed in the vehicles, and we can only take one patient at a time, whereas we used to take four at a time. So things like that have certainly increased our costs.
Where does your funding come from?
Our funding is, these are fundraised dollars, and as you've heard me say many times before, Daffodil Place was built to provide affordable accommodations for people who have to travel to St. John's for cancer care, and oftentimes people are in St. John's for, it could be anywhere from 2 weeks to, we've had them there as long as 6 months, and so being away from your home for that length of time, and you have to have a place to stay, you have to feed yourself, you have to get around. Daffodil Place takes care of all those needs, and we charge a nominal fee of $25 a night per person, so $50 for two people, and to stay there. And for that, they get a comfortable room, they get three meals per day, they get transportation to and from their appointments, they have access to support services, and it becomes their home away from home, and the affordable accommodations offers them peace of mind and comfort, knowing that they don't have to worry about those additional costs. The actual cost to the Cancer Society per night, per room, is about $110. And so we're heavily subsidizing a patient's stay at Daffodil Place through our fundraising program.
Are donations up this year, down from previous years?
Well, here's the thing. Like you, in your prelude to our call, our conversation, you talked about cancer. There was a pandemic, but that did not stop cancer. Unfortunately, throughout this pandemic, every day in this province, 11 people heard the words, "You have cancer." There'll be about 3,800 this year new people diagnosed with cancer in this province. We have the highest cancer incidence rate per capita in the country. So what did stop? Cancer diagnosis didn't, but what did stop was our fundraising. So all of our in-person fundraising events, such as Daffodil Flower Sales, Relay for Life, youth relays, and other special events, they were suspended because, it's just too high risk. The impact that had on our finances in this province was over $1 million. That's pretty substantial for an operation our size. But we've been we've been digressing and we've been, you know, trying to be creative and finding other ways to raise funds. And this is why our Radiothon is more important now than ever.
That's Director of Revenue Development with the Canadian Cancer Society, Al Pelley, speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain. And don't forget, VOCM is hosting a 24-hour radiothon starting 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday, in aid of the Canadian Cancer Society. That's VOCM's Greg Smith. He'll be there for 24 hours, and we'll be checking in with him live on the show tomorrow morning as well as Friday morning.